Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast today. Well, it is another wonderful or exciting day. Today is Thursday, and we are thankful for yet another day. I am so excited about the topic today, right here on All About Entrepreneurs, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast. I'll just go on and open up the chat room for a moment and give you an opportunity for those of you who may be listening and via your computer, and you would like to go into the chat room and make a comment there or so. Also, I just want to remind everyone that you can keep up with today's topic and find out the topic of today as several ways. One way is that you would go and log on to Facebook. For those of you who don't have a Facebook account, this would be a good reason to get that account. So right there on Facebook, there is an event page, and we do have the show topics listed right there on the event page. Also, we do have a different type of page as well. You know, that's one thing Facebook is good for, is that you can very quickly set up different things, not only a timeline or it used to be called your wall page. You can also set up what's called a group page or just what we call a page. And so there is an All About Entrepreneurs page on Facebook. And under that page actually has its own web address. And that's www.facebook.com/AAE for All About Entrepreneurs and the word show, AAE show. So you go there, and there you can also find out about today's topic. And today's topic, for some reason, So today's topic on All About Entrepreneurs, we want to talk today about how to create your career. How to create your career, or how to find your career, or how to find a career that suits you, a career that you can be successful with or successful in. And, you know, it does seem like, oh, maybe that's so trivial. Anyone can, you know, just find a career. But I would love to let you know that it's not always that easy, okay? There are a lot of people who don't know what career they should be in. There's a lot, as a matter of fact, there's some statistics that show that a lot of people, and I've talked to people and met people that absolutely hate their jobs. They go to work, and the statistics are very high for people who go to work and they don't like their job. So imagine you put in so much time on a job, 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours a day, or 40 to 50 hours a week. Multiply that times the amount of weeks there are, and you're going to get, if you figure like this, there's at least about 52 weeks. Well, let's just say 50, let's not count two of those weeks, because let's just say you're on vacation, and there's 50 weeks, and let's just say you even work the bare minimum, 40. Now, you're talking about over a year's time, you're talking about 2,000 hours of your time, okay? And that you have spent, so just 5 years on a job like that, you basically are considered an expert, because it takes about 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. But if you have a job that you just hate, after 10,000 hours, 5 years on that job, now you've become an expert at something you hate. That's a problem. That's a problem. So we want to kind of help people find a career that you will be loving. Don't hate your career. Love your career. Don't hate your day-to-day life. How to love your day-to-day life. So many people, I suspect, those same people that probably hate their jobs, they probably hate a lot of other things about their life. And that's why Coach Lalisa, I'm here to help you out of that situation. The All About Entrepreneur Show, we don't just tell you how to start a business and how to run a business, how to manage a business, but we also got to make sure you're prepared to do all of those things. So on this show, on this broadcast, we do some of the backstory, so to speak, or the inside. We do the inside work. Let's get you ready on the inside, the personal development, the self-empowerment. So again, if you tuned into the show, thank you, and welcome to the show. We thank you for tuning in and to the broadcast, and we hope that you're getting something out of it, something that can help you or help those that are around you. If you are a manager or a supervisor, a coach, an entrepreneur, you need to know these things so that you can help those individuals that work for you. Now, let's just say you have a staff, or you may have a team. A lot of people have these network marketing type companies where they're building a team, and sometimes the team is not performing up to your expectations or up to the standards that you've set. So you may want to look at their internal side, what could be going on within that person, and then do some personal development with them. But yeah, people, some, unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't like their job. So we want to talk about how to create that career that you absolutely love, and how to find your career that is the one that is right for you. That's what we're talking about this morning. And good morning, it's Thursday morning. Welcome to a new day. Some of you, I know you've already been up for hours, but for those of you who you just got up, good morning, welcome. And so glad you could spend your morning right here on All About Entrepreneur, where, you know, we care for you. This is a safe haven. This is a safe place to come and share with us your goals, your dreams. I mean, not that you're going to share them live over the air, but you can connect with Coach Lalisa outside of this broadcast. You can go to my website, CoachLalisa.com, and that's how you can connect with me that way. You can also go to the other website, release-your-power.com, and that's a second way you can also connect with some of the programs that I'm working with, and that's how you can also get involved on different levels of Release Your Power, whether you are a client or you may become a rep, you may become a trainer. So the Release Your Power. So for those of you who think you would like to be a Release Your Power trainer, you should certainly absolutely contact me. This is a great way to empower people in your family, in your company, in your team, amongst your community. So we're empowering people around the world, and we're so very excited about it. So All About Entrepreneurs is a broadcast where it's on every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Entrepreneurs can come get some tips, tools, and strategies for how to be successful at being entrepreneurs. And probably at some time in the future, probably sometime next year, we probably will start again an additional show, and that show will be all about Release Your Power. So we will be starting a Release Your Power show for individuals who have released their power can tune in, and those who want to release their power can also tune in. But my topic today, and thank you so much for tuning in, is all about how you can create your very own career, and how you can have the career that you love, and not just going to a job, because we know some people are just going to a job when they really could have a career, and then sometimes they end up repeating the same thing. You know, they repeat the same thing over and over and over again, when they could have really spent some time doing what they want. So how to find your career job? Well, the first thing, how to find your career. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to really look at what is it that you know how to do, what you really like doing, and that you're good at. And I know you hear this over and over and over, but if you haven't done it yet, you need to hear it one more time. So you need to keep hearing it until you do it. Remember, faith comes by hearing. So as your faith is built up, as you continue to hear, well, as you continue to hear over and over the instruction, find what you love doing, find what you're good at, find what you like doing. This is a way to find your career, a career that you can love, a career that you can enjoy, and a career that is profitable. So you start by doing some research. So you find that thing that you're good at. And, you know, we're good at all kinds of things. You know, you may start out in one career and you may be good at that. And you may later find that you're good at something else. It's okay. You can switch. It's your life. If you want to switch, you can switch. So find out something that you're good at and then see where that thing that you're good at, that career, see how it fits in society. See where it fits. If you're good at helping people, you may find that you fit in several places. Maybe you fit as a nurse. If medicine is not your thing, just because you like helping people doesn't mean you should become a nurse. If you're not good at math and science, no, that's probably not a good idea. Because being a nurse involves a lot of numbers and a lot of chemistry and dealing with math and science. So if you're not good at that, but just because you like helping people, you may not be the right career. So let's look at some other options. So again, so you like work, you like, you know, helping people. So now we look at social work. Social work is a field, a career where you have to help a lot of people. Well, if you're not willing to go get a college degree, then social work may not be the solution for your issue, because social workers have to have a degree, at least at level best. They need an associate degree. But to become a social worker, you have to have at least a bachelor's in most states. In the United States, in most states, you need at least a bachelor's to become a social worker. So if you're not willing to go to college, which means you have to be willing to, you know, fill out a lot of papers, pay some money, find some grants or scholarships, spend spent a considerable amount of time studying, doing writing papers, doing research. So if you're not willing to do all those things, then you may not be willing to go to college, and you may not be willing to be a social worker, but yet you want to help people. You know you want to help people. So I'm helping you find how, this is how we find careers. So let's see, what else is out there that will allow you to help people? Well, you could just go and volunteer at a shelter, homeless shelter, a food bank, or something of that nature, but now you won't get paid. So if you need, now, unless you're rich or your parents are taking care of you, then you need money to take care of yourself. So volunteering is not the solution. It could be a temporary solution in case you need experience. But let's just stick with the social work thing and you like helping people. Well, another way to help people is to help customers. Customers are people and they need a lot of help. So you could look into a customer service, into the customer service field. Typically, most customer service jobs do not require anything greater than a high school education. Most. There may be some that may require degrees, but most, if not all, customer service jobs do not require anything beyond an associate degree. That's a 2-year degree. So, you love helping people. You found out that you don't like math and science, so nursing is out. You don't like going back to college, so social work is out. So the next best thing is you can do customer service. However, they do, customer service jobs do require a very high level of professionalism. So if you're not if professionalism isn't your thing, you have just a few other options. I mean, there are other things that I'm probably not mentioning, but you can do the research yourself. You can do maybe be retail. You can get into some kind of retail job. You also have to deal with people and have to help people. So that's kind of the way you find a career. But again, start with what do you love doing? What do you really like doing? What do you really want to do? It could be about what you want to do. And so now some people, what they do is instead of looking at all of that, they just simply go to school and they say, okay, I'm going to take up some field that I think I like. Because when you first get into college, you're not sure. Especially if you're coming right out of high school, you don't even probably know what it is you want to do. Unless you're one of those persons that all your life you knew you wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor or a pediatrician or an astronaut or an architect or an engineer or something. But the average person, they're not sure what they want to do. They just know they want to make a lot of money. Especially these days. If you ask these young people, I ask my students all the time, this is the question I have to ask them based on the subject that I teach. And so I say to them, I ask them that question. The first thing out of everyone's mouth is that they want to make a lot of money. So they know that, but beyond that, they're not sure. But so I try to help them find a career that they will be happy with. And just yesterday, our topic in class was how to build your dreams and set goals. And so we were talking about goal setting, which I will be doing with my women in our next Release Your Power class. In the next Release Your Power class, that's what we'll be talking about, building your dreams and setting your goals. So I'm very excited that I'll be able to bring that information right into everyday life for people. But some people, they just go on to college and then they get their degree and then maybe they go back and get a second degree and then they begin to try to build a career from that degree. So let's just say you go to school and get a degree in education and then you come out and at least you can teach. Or you may get a master's degree and now you can teach and be a counselor and teach and or be a counselor, or you can go and teach in a junior college once you get your master's degree, or teach in a 4-year college or institution. So those are your options. But let's just say you started out wanting to teach. That was something you wanted to do. Well, that's good because you don't have a, if you're not, unless you're a math teacher or a science teacher, you don't have to deal with a high level of math. There will be some statistics, so you'll have to know some math. But if you wanted to be a teacher, you can very easily get into that department, into any, almost any college, they have education department, so you're good to go. And it's not that difficult. And then, you know, schools are always needing more teachers. Teachers move, teachers pass away, teachers get fired. So there's always openings in the field of teaching, and then you can teach in any part of the country. So if that's the career that you want, that's a no-brainer. Let's just say you want to be a, so you want a career in business. You want to work for some big company, or you want to start your own company, right? You want to start your own business and work for yourself. That's a great career as well. So with that, what you would do is you go and get a degree in business. You don't need a degree, though, to work, to do business-type work. And to start your own business, you certainly don't need a degree for that. So that would just be, you can do it if that be your choice. There is a business degree that you could go get that would certainly give you more information about the inner workings and the underpinnings of a business, but you don't have to have that in order to get started, because you can always partner and align yourself with other people. You can work with a consultant. So that's pretty much how you go about finding a career. Right, you find what you're good at, find what you like doing, find what you're interested in, and then finding out where that fits in society. Find, if it fits in a hospital, then start preparing yourself to work inside of a hospital. Now, some of those jobs, it may take time to get in, so you want to start early. Yeah, it may take a while to get your foot in the door and all of that, so you want to get started really early in those careers. Okay, so that's what I know about starting a career. Now, if you like, then you can, what you can do, if you want, you can, if you have any kind of question or comment, you can certainly ask that at this point. You just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. But again, we thank you for tuning in this morning. But if you had a question and or a comment about finding your career, now is a good time to ask. And you just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line if you want to have a question about finding a career, or if you have a question about being an entrepreneur. Now, understand this, I'm going to say this, and understand this, I want to say it so loud, and I want to say it so clear. I'm going to use my best enunciation that I can come up with. Starting and running a business, is a career. That is a career. As a matter of fact, it may be one of the ultimate careers. The ultimate career is to start a career. Well, it's to start a business, because when you start a business, you've gone beyond just starting a career, because you're actually creating careers for other people. Right? Think about that. So you're not just starting a career. When you launch a business, or if you become an entrepreneur, which is what entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs start businesses, they run businesses, they manage businesses, they grow businesses. Yes, sometimes they even sell businesses because they get out of that business. But an entrepreneur, you're not just starting a career, you're creating careers for others. But at the minimum rate, starting a business, that is a career. That is your career. So you're in the career. So if somebody asks you, yeah, you might be in the industry. Like, for instance, when I was down there in Cincinnati, some of you know I did the show last last Friday. I had to do the show at 5 p.m. And we started late. We started about 5:15. I did the radio to broadcast in Cincinnati because in that morning I was on a flight and I couldn't do the show. Well, I interviewed Hope Harper, who is the sole proprietor of Custom Care Cleaners. So, yes, she's in the industry of dry cleaning. She has a career in dry cleaning, but her ultimate career is entrepreneurship. She's a business owner. She's a small business owner. She has two staff members. So she does laundered shirts. She cleans and presses everything, wedding gowns, big comforters, blankets, you name it. She does it, jeans, T-shirts even. I've seen some of every kind of clothing hanging on the line there. As a matter of fact, I posted pictures of me on Facebook helping out because in my former life, I also worked in the dry cleaners. That was my job. I did get paid when I was about, I guess I had to be at least 20, maybe it was right. I think it was right after. It had to be right. It was either right before. Probably right before I went into the military. And then when I came back out, I worked there for a short time after that in my father's dry cleaner. So I have experience with that, though that's not what I do typically. But I do know how to do it. So I went and I was helping out. We were laughing and joking about it. But yes, being an entrepreneur is an industry in and of itself. It's an industry, too. Yeah, so entrepreneurship is an industry, it's a career, and as a matter of fact, the industry is growing. The industry is growing, the field is growing. As a matter of fact, I'm teaching a course at Essex County College. I'm on Monday, the 21st of October, Monday, October 21st, I will be teaching, and it's a two-part class, so it runs on Monday the 21st and Monday the 28th. I will be teaching a business formation class, business formation, so the different forms of business ownership. Also, Essex County College, for the first time, is creating, and its first time in its history, is creating a business institute, an entrepreneurial institute under the business department. They actually have Business Week is next week. I believe Business Week is the 21st, but I want to definitely, you can go to the website and find out the dates or call down to the business department. 973-877-3222. You can find out the hours of the business week or the days and the hours. But I will be there a day here and there. So that's what's happening at Essex County College. How awesome is that? How great and wonderful is that? So we only have 90 seconds left, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, there are no questions, so we're going to close out the show this morning. So we will see you back here tomorrow. It's going to be a bit of a challenge because there's a huge job fair happening at Essex County College tomorrow at 7 a.m. And I will be at the job fair helping out under the employment ministry that I do. So it's going to be live all the way if you're in that area. I don't think the job fair starts, though, until about 7, maybe like 7 to 1. There's a big job fair at Essex County College tomorrow. If you're looking for a job or if you know someone that is, make sure you send them down. Essex County College, 303 University Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Well, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, I hope that you are all about what you're supposed to be about, but definitely be all about entrepreneurs and tune in again tomorrow and have a great and safe evening or day and be prosperous in whatever you have to do. This has been Coach Lalisa. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.